This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court will let the Trump administration enforce its new asylum rules that say people seeking asylum need to do so in a third country. That would block most immigrants from Central and South America from seeking asylum at the southern border of the United States. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the High Court's order. Sotomayor said the ruling upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution.
The National Hurricane Center says a storm system southeast of the Bahamas has a 70% chance of forming into a tropical depression or a tropical storm over the next 5 days. It's expected to move towards Florida. There are two other systems that could also develop into cyclones in the Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
President Trump's expected to make a decision on gun control measures this week, and later today he's to be briefed on ideas for gun reform that are endorsed by members of Congress. He said yesterday he is working with senators who are pushing for strong background checks. Meanwhile, another retailer is asking customers not to bring guns into their stores. Florida-based Publix asking that only law enforcement officials openly carry firearms in Publix locations. The supermarket chain has over 1,200 stores across the southeastern U.S., including in some states where open carry is legal. 10 Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Houston. Among them, former Vice President Joe Biden will take center stage. He'll have Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on either side. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
One of the last remaining survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor has died. Lauren Bruner passed away this week in California at the age of 98. Bruner was a fire controlman third class on the USS Arizona when Pearl Harbor was attacked by Japan on December 7, 1941, and was one of the last people to leave that sinking battleship. Philanthropist billionaire T. Boone Pickens has also passed away. Pickens died yesterday at the age of 91. Forever 21 refuting a claim that it's filing for bankruptcy. It says it's not planning to file on Sunday, as some reports have claimed. A newly discovered audio tape from back in 1969 shows that the Beatles were planning a follow-up to Abbey Road. The tape was recorded at Apple Records a couple of weeks before the release of that final album, and it features a conversation between Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison about who should write songs for their next album. A Beatles historian says the tape revises the band's history, showing they didn't plan on Abbey Road to be their last album, and that John Lennon did not, in fact, want to break up the band.
We'll be right back.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, how you doing, America? The day after? Good to have you with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Michael Rechtenwald joins us, the former NYU professor and author. And we've got lots to catch up on. Michael, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, I'm talking about the day after, and with you being an NYU professor, 9/11, like for most of us, even though you may not have lived in New York at the time, it was an attack on all of America that 18 years later is still extremely profound, but yet we sense this disconnect. Maybe because we have a generation that, is growing up that maybe only barely remembers or considers, the 9/11 attack, as something so far in the rearview mirror, maybe a bare memory partially. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was a devastating and remains a devastating blow. And I think it's a horrible thing that it's not present in the consciousness of a lot of American youth. And that's probably a failure of memorial, a proper memorial. But I certainly remember it. I was nothing but angry, actually, at first. Just very angry about what happened.
Well, Michael, you know, speaking of the memorial, when you go there to Ground Zero and see the memorial, it is profound. I mean, you feel like
right.
You're on hallowed ground there, walking around the pool of, the eternal pool of water there, and the way they've set that up is quite beautiful. For me, what was quite striking, I mentioned this yesterday, is, has the names of all the fallen, including, I think there was probably five women who were pregnant at the time, and it notes their child, which I thought was very cool. I'm so glad they did that.
Yeah, that's very good. It's very interesting that they did that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, especially in this time. Yes, exactly. And, and in fact, one of the things we did on our website at BillMartinezLife.com is we brought back the memory, if you remember, at a Super Bowl game. It was only played once. The Budweiser commercial honoring 9/11. And even this day, when I see this video, and we linked it back to kind of remind people of it, wow, you're there, and you can't even help but even shed a tear to think about, and it was just one of my, I think it's one of my all-time favorite commercials, and leave it for Budweiser to be the ones to do it. Some people might be offended because we're talking about, a beer, but my goodness, when you see this and are reminded of this incredible commercial that they put together, and then, like I said, it's there on the website, check it out, and remember.
Yeah, that's great.
It is so cool to watch those Clydesdales, going through New York City and then coming and looking out over the horizon toward where, the towers are no more, and they bow down.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great that we have some companies that have some sense of patriotism, some sense of love of country and love of place and love of the people here.
Well, and this is the thing that needs to be filtered out, Michael, and we need to be able to speak courageously about our patriotism, even though there is this woke generation that's coming out. And, you know, we see it. I mean, you as a professor, you know, and you see these young kids and you want to help them out and get them on, you know, a road, a successful road to where their future can be bright and hopeful. But the things right. that they seem to be embracing right now challenge that concept.
They're told, they're actually educated from a very young age to believe that the United States is nothing but this terrible imperialist colonizing nation. This is all false.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's just completely false beliefs, and that the West is just this horrific, the West that represents the most horrible, murderous, enslaving, entity that ever existed. Little do they know that the West is the first civilization to ban slavery. And mm-hmm. so this never is ever, you know, it's never brought up. It's never made clear. And the values of the United States are never inculcated. And the benefits, the incredible benefits of living here are never inculcated to this generation.
Exactly.
It's pretty pathetic.
Well, the thing that concerns me, Michael, is the narrative that's being put out there. I mean, it's one thing to hear some radicals, you know, say something, but when you have the mainstream
right.
media chiming in with right. unsubstantiated claims like what you're talking about, I mean, I heard something as stupid as and as recent as this week where somebody was saying, you know, more people have died, at the hands of Americans than any other, you know, communistic, socialistic, you know, wait a minute. What did you do? Did you just you want to rewrite history? But they throw it out there, and they
That's
chomp
true.
On it. They chomp on it, and you know, this is what's so dangerous. And I'm calling out CNN and MSNBC because they're flat out lying. I mean, they're not even in error. This is a flat out lie that they're perpetrating, and in support of this kind of stinking thinking that's out there, it's so wrong headed.
I mean, it's unbelievable. 94 million people were murdered under communist regimes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just not taught. It's not taught in the university system. I can tell you that it's not taught anywhere. The horrors of leftist totalitarianism are utterly swept under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why people are embracing socialism and communism in this generation and the millennials and younger. Because the horrors of leftist totalitarianism are not taught. They think that what the U.S. has done is anything like that, where they take citizens and imprison them for their political views, or they shoot them in the head, just point blank, with no trial, with no arrest, with no anything. These people are clueless. They have no clue what's going on. The history, complete whitewashing and of history and a complete loss of memory.
Well, Michael, even the abandonment of professional journalism by the New York Times to put out a statement about Mao Zedong the way they did. I mean, what are they thinking?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mao Zedong.
I mean, this is the New York Times putting this out, Michael. We're not talking about, you know, some casual publication with no iconic history whatsoever.
Can you imagine if they had done the same about Hitler and Mao Zedong has murdered 40 million people, at least,
yes.
of his own people, and put them through all kinds of horrors, the Great Leap Forward, as they call it, which I like to call the Great Leap Backward,
mm-hmm.
The Cultural Revolution, where they, you know, basically tortured and murdered everybody, intellectuals, especially teachers of all sorts, unbelievable. So it's just incredible that this is not known.
Well,
valorize somebody like Mao Zedong.
The era of critical thinking and action must return to America if we're going to get a handle on this. But understand that creates a disturbance in the force because, as you say, the totalitarianistic regime has had their way for decades, and they don't like the pushback. And this is why they're so annoyed by one Donald Trump and others that would dare stand up and speak out But this is what's required at this time and season of our lives, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Rechtenwald, the former NYU professor and author, is with us in our conversation with him. We'll continue right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife who was diagnosed with leukemia. She's now a two-time survivor. They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they're so thankful for that, how people came together to meet their needs. Medishare works, and it can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. NYU professor Michael Rechtenwald continues with us. He's the author of 9 books, Springtime for Snowflakes. I love this, Springtime for Snowflakes, Michael. you know, here we are, you know, springtime for Hitler in Germany one more time. I'm sure that was partly inspired by it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, there you are, right next to Broadway that I love so much. And, you know, so, you know, it definitely rang a familiar tune for me. But congratulations on all your books here. And, you know, it's appreciate you coming on the show to talk about. Look at you ask in a new column here. You ask a question that we've been asking for a long time regarding big tech, and especially with Google. With the news recently, we've been hearing a whistleblower comes out and says, "Hey, look at on election night 2016. The following day, you had the suits of Google in tears over the election of Donald Trump, swearing that this would never happen again. That they were all in to make sure that Donald Trump did not get reelected." In 2020,
right.
Then we have a professor, Robert Epstein, who comes out with his extraordinary and in-depth research about Google's platform. He went ahead and not only it wasn't targeted just for Google, but for other social media platforms, didn't find right. The obvious prejudice as he discovered in Google. Also keep in mind that Dr. Epstein is a Hillary Clinton supporter. So, you know, what has he got to lose? I mean, he's just looking at this as a fair-minded researcher and just saying, hey, let me look into it. And what he discovered was quite shocking, Michael. I mean, saying that anywhere from 2 to 10 million votes were altered because of what Google did. That was then in 2016
right.
or 2015, you know. So what do they have planned for 2020?
Exactly. I mean, there's, as I write in Google Archipelago, my new book, what they're doing, I mean, Google is not a neutral information gathering and sharing or distributing service. That should be very clear by now.
Mm-hmm.
They are leftist and they are left-leaning and they are authoritarian in their outlook. They are attempting to create what they call a better world, which is something that, you know, it's completely in their own conception of a better world, or should I say it's the conception of the woke, left, leaning, you know, social
anarchist,
justice,
sure.
Social justice left, which, you know, is a misnomer by all means. And, but it's a really, look, the term doesn't really do it justice. It has nothing to do with justice at all.
But that's what all totalitarian governments begin with, is social injustice, right? They get everybody buying in, oh, it's just not fair, and all this, and then all of a sudden it's a slow creep, and before you know it, we're all getting cooked.
They use what they call the subordinated or the underdog. They use those people as a means by which they can leverage their own power. It's always been this way.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they take the working class, as in the Soviet Union, and they suggest that they're the champions of the working class. Meanwhile, soon after the revolution in Russia, working class people who went on strike were shot in the head instantly by Lenin, under Lenin's command, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So they always use these subordinated types in order to, as a means of rationalization for their power. It's nothing about, they have no concern for the subordinated at all.
Right. And it's amazing that they could execute people like this. I mean, this is a consistent pattern. But if you are devoid
right.
of history, this is news to you. But this is history repeating itself. And amazing how in that kind of shocking display, we saw it happen in Iraq under Saddam Hussein, same type of process, the execution of people. And everybody, you know, you talk about shock and awe. They weren't sure what to make of it. But, you know, hey, look, he is the king. I mean, he's in charge. So we're going to go along to get along. Because it is so cruel and so powerful that the people in large, in order to survive, begin to cower.
Right. I mean, we have now today what I'll call the digital deletion of individuals, a digital erasure of people by Google and others. You know, all the social media sites basically are practicing this with people they deem quote unquote dangerous. Interestingly enough, the very same language, dangerous individuals, dangerous organizations, was used by the Soviet Union when they got rid of people.
They murdered them in the U.S. And right now, the Google archipelago, as I call it, they're not murdering people as such.
Mm.
They're deleting them from social life.
Well, digitally, they're murdering people, to your point.
Digitally, they are removing or murdering people. They're digitally undoing them. That's correct, yes.
Right. And so this is something to learn. But go ahead and open that up, because I just think that this is really important. I mean, we're talking metaphorically, but, you know, that's where it begins, right? It begins with thinking about it. Then you find ways to do it, and it's all incremental to the point. Then it's actual extermination.
I mean, it's also stretched all the way to the fact that certain people now cannot leave or go into certain countries, for example. Some right-leaning people have been banned from entering the United Kingdom or Australia. People that have, you know, even lived in these places cannot go back to them because of their social media presence and statements. Like Laura Loomer can't go back to the UK or go to the UK. Milo Yiannopoulos is forbidden to go into Australia. So they're beginning to use the social media statuses, as they see it, or credit scoring, if you will, to forbid people from traveling to different places. This is just astounding. So it's really, it is having real-world physical implications.
Yeah, we can't have comedy on college campuses anymore. You know, colleges have abandoned laughter and joy, I guess, and comedy because of, you know, this social credit scoring, in a sense, as you're putting it. But the left got a little taste here recently when you had two leftist congresswomen wanting to break rhythm, go outside of what had happened previously. I mean, they could have, gone into Israel with all the other Congress representatives, but they're special. And, they wanted exceptions. And now they got a little taste of what it's like and what conservatives are dealing with on a daily basis. And these are just two people. But clearly, you know, you can't blame Israel on one hand for saying, well, wait a minute, we need to be very cautious because, and especially considering who was sponsoring them, who was paying for their trip to, you know, to come into Israel. I mean, it wasn't, we're not talking, Israel as a government inviting them. I mean, we're talking, you know, antithetical political interest against Israel saying, hey, we want these two ladies in our country.
Yeah, these are Hamas-affiliated organizations that are that were funding their travel, and also the events that they were going to attend. So it's just the different story. But Israel did permit Omar to come in, and she declined anyway. So she's just a real card, you know.
Right.
You mentioned college campuses. I just wanted to touch on that just for a second, if I could.
Sorry. Yes, we've got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we'll get back to it in maybe after the break about how what happened to me, basically the stall on this message that were used on college campuses and my objections to it and what happened.
Well, Michael, we're going to have to do it in our next conversation for another day. Michael Rechtenwald, it's a wrap here. I guess we're missing some music in the background or maybe we have a little bit more time. Well, here it comes. Actually, we got about a minute left now. So we discovered a minute. I love this. Go ahead if we can get into this a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, what happened in college, what I objected to in college campuses at NYU in particular was this institution of what they call a bias reporting hotline, in which students were encouraged to call and report on professors and other students if they committed a quote-unquote bias infraction, which is very never defined. But basically, if you showed bias somehow to any person, you could be reported, and then they had a tribunal that met behind closed doors to adjudicate the case. And I objected to that, to the no platforming of speakers, to the safe spaces, and to trigger warnings. And for that, I was basically railroaded out of the university.
In America today. This is amazing. Michael Rechtenwald, author of the Google Archipelago, you know what I'm saying, 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month. And improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court will let the Trump administration enforce its new asylum rules that say people seeking asylum need to do so in a third country. That would block most immigrants from Central and South America from seeking asylum at the southern border of the United States. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the High Court's order. Sotomayor said the ruling upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution.
The National Hurricane Center says a storm system southeast of the Bahamas has a 70% chance of forming into a tropical depression or a tropical storm over the next 5 days. It's expected to move towards Florida. There are two other systems that could also develop into cyclones in the Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
I know it may seem like an impossible mission, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track, but look, at all it took was a small number of ragtag, passionate patriots to ignite the embers of freedom, and look what happened. You know, 240 some years later, we've got this incredible country that we've been given to steward and manage. And, I'll tell you, the generations after us, just like the generations after the greatest generation counted on them, they are counting on us to get this country back on track. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, I do know how to say archipelago. Now I'm going in and I'm archipelago. Archipelago, right? I don't know why all of a sudden it was just like one of those. So I'm going to the blackboard and I'm going to just fill the blackboard with archipelago until we get it down right once and for all. I don't know why that all of a sudden hit, but every once in a while, I remember one time I was in Southern California. I was in the Bay Area. And I went to say San Francisco, and for some reason San Francisco just was not, it was coming out of my mouth correctly, it just wasn't going into my ears correctly, and, it just happens, I'm sure for you it never happens, so when you hear it happening to me, you feel so much better. Well, thank you very much. What did you think about this latest Supreme Court ruling about the broad enforcement of the Trump asylum rule? We've got Megan Barth with us right now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and many other things that she's involved with because she doesn't have enough to do. Megan, I think you just got to get busy. You're just not serious about getting this country back on track. Surely I jest. How you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A day after 9/11 and still the solemnity of it all, but yet you have this sense, I was speaking with Michael Reckonwald just prior, you know, to our conversation here, that there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect from the woke generation of the hallowness and the awesomeness of 9/11 and all that it represents, the individual stories. I mean, here you have kids that are, I mean, it was amazing in listening to the names and the memorials yesterday, and you have these kids that were in their mother's wombs when their fathers died, and they're, 17, 18 years old now. And their lives and, you know, and in some cases, incredible lives of service in the wake of their parents' legacy is just phenomenal. And I'll tell you, when you hear things like this, it causes you to love this country and this ideal that our founding fathers instituted some 240 some years ago all the more. I just was just greatly touched by these stories.
Yeah, you know, we that's why we must never forget. We must always make sure that the next generation realizes the pain that we all felt, but they also realize how we came together. I missed 9/12.
Yeah.
That was the day that we showed the world that we will come together and lift each other up through our spirit and our sense of helping our fellow man. We had such great pride in this country and such great respect for one another. If you recall, many of the stores online and box stores were sold out of American flags.
Right.
There was this nationalism that we witnessed. The left has done a very good job in turning nationalism into something called supremacy, which the two do not equate. The nationalism that was displayed was the unity through waving and displaying the American flag. We had strangers helping strangers. I was abroad when 9/11 happened, and I didn't get back to the country for a couple weeks due to all the delays, et cetera.
Did you end up in Gander, Newfoundland, like the rest of them? You know that story, right? Up far away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that. No, I was not there, but got back a couple weeks later, and there still was this sense of resiliency, this sense of charity, this sense of pride. And I noticed that everyone was looking at each other in the eye, saying hello,
yes.
More apt to help each other, holding doors, for example. Just some simple gestures of kindness and respect were given. We've lost that. So we haven't forgotten 9/11, but as a nation, we've forgotten 9/12 and how we
Good
all
point.
Responded.
That's excellent. No, you're exactly right. And this idea of nationalism that has been hijacked by the left and the connotation, how it's been rewritten to be something evil. You know, and this is, you got to go back into the what's in the hearts of men. If your perception of nationalism, you know, relates to what happened in World War II under Germany and other despot countries, okay, but that's not the way. That's not our heart. That's not America's heart. America's heart is the one that sees the Bahamas getting devastated. And who runs to, who is running to their aid? America's heart are the hearts of the first responders as the buildings were burning down, put their own lives on the line and went up the stairs to save more people. That is America's heart. That is America's spirit. That is the very heart of nationalism, of what this country is all about. Not one that says, oh, we're going to buy into this false nationalistic pride that wants to turn free people into subjects.
Right, and the left is very good at hijacking words, creating words, changing definitions of words, or applying definitions to words in order to criminalize not only dissent, but criminalize their opposition.
Mm-hmm. And to shut you up. To shut you up. They want your mouth closed.
Well, that's correct. And so you have, if you recall, President Trump on, I don't recall where he was speaking, but he said, yes, I'm a nationalist. And the left completely went apoplectic. We knew what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. He loves this country. He loves America. It is America first. That is nationalism. It's not white people first. It's America first. And it's also economic nationalism. And that's what we see through his policies. We didn't agree or disagree with the tariffs, but we certainly haven't seen a president stand up to the communist Chinese like this president has. And he by standing up to the communist Chinese, he's doing deals with other of our allies in order to help our farmers. Japan pledged to buy $1 billion in corn because China, of course, stopped buying corn due to the tariffs, and they're punishing our farmers. So, you know, he's working with our allies in order to protect American interests. And that's where economic nationalism comes in.
And this is what happens in the marketing process, is that if one channel, a profit center, if you want to look at it that way, but a channel of distribution, you know, is closed off, you know, marketing and marketeers look for other channels, and this is what's happening. And what could be dangerous, and I think China is trying to keep an eye on this, is that, you know, do we get to that tipping point? I'm talking about China now, in their perspective. Do we get to that tipping point to where America looks and relies on China less through this struggle? And so this is a little bit of this game of chicken that we're going through right now. But as you said, we have a president who has the tenacity and intestinal fortitude to see this through. And yes, it is painful for, you know, some of the sectors of our economy. But they will tell you, and they have said as much, which drives the mainstream media nuts, because instead of, you know, chastising the president and being critical of these policies, they realize that this is just part of doing business. And if we're going to do something about the way the Chinese have taken advantage of this country, now is a time, because we've got a president who is behind us, to make that happen. Barack Obama wasn't interested in doing it. George Bush wasn't doing it. Both Bushes. Bill Clinton, go right on down the line. But it's taken someone like Donald Trump to have the courage to do this, right?
Well, that's right. It requires courage, and it also requires leadership. And he's leading the way courageously in order to stand up to what was once referred to as the evil empire.
Exactly. Megan Barth is with us, and our conversation will continue with the Red Wave America PAC co-chair. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Just like that, at 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Megan Barth continues, founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com. Megan, the Supreme Court, decided we're going to get these activist judges of these district courts out of the way, and we're going to give Trump what he needs in terms of some broad enforcement of the asylum rule. Of course, no surprise, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sotomayor were declining votes, and their statement on it, I can't help but take exception. RBG says, once again, the executive branch has issued a rule that seeks to upend longstanding practice regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution. This is what Sotomayor wrote. Well, the deal is that what they're trying to do, and this has been bothersome to me, I don't know how you're seeing it, but they're trying to bundle every immigrant who comes to the border as an asylum seeker. We don't know that until they're vetted. What we find out, according to the people that know better, is 85-90%, if not higher, are running away from their country because of economic reasons, not because of threat of life.
Right, and this kind of lends back to what I was saying in the last segment about how the left creates words, changes words, meanings, assigns definitions and meanings to words that have never been assigned before in order to accomplish their goal, which is the progressive goal to fundamentally transform this country. Mm-hmm. The rules of asylum are pretty clear, and the rules surrounding asylum have been continually broken. You don't traipse and trespass across another country in order to get to America to claim asylum. You actually are required to claim asylum in the first country you set foot into. International law, correct. Right. And so what we are witness to now with the Supreme Court decision is how precious the courts are to our individual liberties, how much power the courts have in upholding or changing the law. When the courts are changing the law, that is actual judicial tyranny.
Activism, yes, that is exactly.
That is not the place of the court to change the law. The laws are to be changed by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And written by Congress. But you have judicial activist judges appointed by Obama or appointed by Clinton that are just creating laws and interpreting the Constitution in a progressive manner. They believe that the that that the courts can make immigration law now. We had Obama making immigration law through DACA.
Right. So, which he said early on that he couldn't do, but he went ahead and did it anyway. And Megan, to your point in all this is with these activist judges and these circuit judges, I mean, here we have a now problem. We have a federal now problem, and we can't address it with any kind of sense of urgency because an activist circuit judge evacuates all the votes and interests of the American people. One unelected person stops the process, and we have no resolution to take care of a now problem of people storming the border. Yes, we want to take care of those true refugees, those asylum seekers, the true ones, but when you're overwhelmed, you can't vet everybody, and so what you're getting for the sake of a small percentage of true asylum seekers, you're getting a lot of bad, if we might say that, and that's what Donald Trump had suggested before, and, you know, all the snowflakes and the totalitarianists and those that are on a different agenda to restructure, you know, what America is all about. They took grave exception to that, but they knew what he meant. But, you know, hey, like you said, they want to hijack the words and inflame everybody and get everybody all emotional. And so now here we are arguing the wrong thing. We're not helping asylum seekers at all. We're actually making it more difficult for them because they're getting homogenized into these other groups that, you know, they're not asylums. They're coming here to cause problems and to overrun the systems of our government.
Well, and that's really where the fundamental transformation comes in. That's really what the fundamental transformation means, is the overthrow of capitalism. And how do you overthrow capitalism? But by creating a series of crises to overwhelm the system.
Are you you change the recipe, because look what's happening in California. What's going on? All the conservatives are leaving Dodge. I mean, you know, the last one to leave the town, you know, flip the switch off, man, because the lights are out in California. And so what's happening is now there's hardly any room remaining in California for conservatism because it's been overwhelmed by immigrants who have really, their heart is not toward the American dream.
Well, it is about the lack of assimilation, and so what the Democrats would like to do in order to overthrow the system is import third world, low-skilled migrants. They aren't refugees, and many of them, and that's why you see these sanctuary city policies. Even though the sanctuary city policies have been shown to create great danger, like they did in North Carolina, and I think that is why North Carolina, one of the reasons why we won so resoundingly in one district, and we won in another district. I don't care if we won by 1 percentage point or 2 percentage points. Still a win. You only need one vote to win.
Right.
But you had 9 rapes in 1 month committed by criminal illegal aliens that were not held according to their detainer, released onto the streets by the local law enforcement within Montgomery County, and 9 rapes on women and children. And so they have an epidemic that is going on in North Carolina, much like the epidemics that we're seeing coming out of California, whereby Donald Trump is sending and wants to send in administrative officials to take a look at the health, you know, disaster, really, that we are looking at, because it only takes one rat to create a plague.
Right.
And right now,
see, those consequences,
diseases ravaging Los Angeles with typhus, et cetera. And we need to, you know, this is, again, another consequence of not only a sanctuary city policy, but a progressive city's policy.
Exactly. Well, we've been talking about this. I got in trouble a couple of months ago because I talked about a plague of epic proportions coming. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. When you've got squalor in Los Angeles, even San Diego, San Francisco, human feces in the street, drug needles, homelessness, all this stuff, this is a recipe for all kinds of disease to enter in. And then what does the LA Times 2 weeks ago report? The return of medieval diseases in California. The return of medieval diseases. They're talking bubonic plague being cited, Ebola being cited now in Southern California, Megan. But see, all this is really, you've got to look to the bottom, and this is what you were suggesting earlier. The whole motivation here is what Lindsey Graham called out during the Kavanaugh hearings, and that is the thirst, the insatiable thirst and hunger for power that progressives and the Democrats. This is the Democrats, clearly, okay? And you might say, well, there might be a couple Republicans in there. That might be the case, because power and greed, we know about what that does. It is insatiable, but that's what's driving them, and at all costs, and forget about all the unintended consequences, they might say, of, you know, rapes and sex trafficking and drug running and, you know, illegals killing America. That doesn't matter. It's just, hey, we're going to overwhelm, take over California. We get body counts in there in terms of number of voters, and now we've got more seats in Congress, we've got more power, and it starts one state at a time, because what's going to happen is some of the people who are liberal leaning are going to, even they are going to move out, and they're already turning Arizona from red to purple, other states nearby moving out in Nevada as well, as what you're seeing. You know, it's all having an effect on the recipe of the body politic.
Well, and of course, you look at Colorado being a good example of the migration of Californians into a state and flipping it blue.
Mm-hmm.
That is what happened to Colorado. And now you have Colorado. And also, I have to point out Illinois, even though Illinois does not have the migration of Californians that, say, the West does, because we border California here. But I was in Illinois for my class reunion, and I could not believe the fundamental transformation I witnessed in Illinois. Illinois has the same type of migratory patterns out of the state, because the taxes are crushing individual, the pension costs. I just heard that Illinois State is going to hire 1,800 more state workers by February.
Oh, wow.
1,800 state workers.
Who's going to pay for this?
Well, and that's the question, who's going to pay for it, specifically when all those that are required to pay through it through higher taxes, legalized theft that the Democrats always pass, they're moving out. So how do you backfill all of the lost tax revenue from those that are fleeing your state? You keep raising taxes, but you can only raise, now they're looking at a rain tax in Illinois.
A rain tax?
Correct. I said, well, what's next? The sunshine tax? That's really the only place they have left to go.
Mm-hmm.
Get oxygen.
Oxygen.
Mask?
I was going to say breathing. Yeah, why not?
Right. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, these are the policies that are creating this flight, and it's the economic despair that is causing these people to move to where? To red states. And hopefully they don't bring their blue state policies with them, but we're seeing that happen in historical red states, as you said, turning purple.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, to be in the flow of the know, ladies and gentlemen, you want to check out her website, ReaganBabe.com, and the information and the research. You're doing such a great job, Megan, by the way, your team and everybody. Rather impressive, and I cannot thank you enough for your contribution to doing what you can to help us get this country back on track.
That's right. Well, knowledge is power, and I hope every day someone goes to my website and gets a little bit more knowledge.
So Megan Barth.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan. Take care.
Bye-bye.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today.